The Recap Show is an inside look into the world of global soccer and women's sports.
Follow and listen to The Recap Show wherever you get your podcasts.
Get the latest scores, sides, totals, props, parlays, futures, and much more.
Real-time, relevant sports wagertainment. Weeknights at 7.
BetMGM Tonight, exclusively on the Fan.
Upstate.
And on the Odyssey app.
Sports Talk it is.
The Fan.
Upstate. Now, back to You Better You Bet with Nick Costos on Westwood One Sports.
Today, BetMGM players will receive an Any Sport Parlay Boost token. To use the Boost token, add a parlay wager made up of any sport wagers to your bet slip and activate the token. If you win the wager made with the token, you'll receive extra winnings. Download the BetMGM app today. Bill Zimmerman, what was the trivia question of the day today?
The trivia question was, name the three players in NBA history that won the NBA Finals MVP at 22 years of age or younger, something Victor Wembanyama is going to try and do this series.
Okay, so we already got Magic Johnson and we got Tim Duncan. Those are the two easiest ones, right? So here's what I... Okay, so I think it's either Bill Walton, and I'm going to name some Finals MVPs this century. So 2000, it's Shaq, right? 01, 02, 03. Then Duncan is obviously older. Tony Parker's older when he won his. Wade in 05, that's what? Wade won in 06. So he's definitely, he's like 24 when he won. It's not Wade. It's not Chauncey Billups. It's not LeBron. It's not Paul Pierce. It's not Kobe. Oh, is it Kawhi? It's not Curry. It's not Iguodala. It's not KD. It's not Tatum. It's not Jaylen Brown. It's not Jokic. It's not SGA. It's either Kawhi or Bill Walton. I'll actually go with Kawhi Leonard.
Kawhi Leonard is correct. Bill Walton was 24 when he won it.
Okay. Love it. How about Kawhi Leonard? Can we get Kawhi out of Los Angeles, please? All right, good stuff from Bill Zimmerman. Bill is our executive producer, to go along with our friends Tyler Morales, Kenny Henderson. Happy birthday to our guy Dan Turner today. Dan turns 50 today. Happy 50th birthday to Dan Turner and our friend downtown, Mike Brown, who also doubles as the head coach of the Knicks. Thanks to our guests, Matt Moore and celebrity Spurs fan. Had a great time with Michelle Beadle earlier in the show today. We'll close with our bets coming up in a little bit. Let's talk a little World Cup. Starting in like 10 days. We're going to do a lot of soccer on the show. I'm preparing everybody for that. I love it. And I feel like we actually were talking about it before the show today, myself and Bill and Kenny. I know that the American sports fan like doesn't love soccer, but I feel like everybody loves the World Cup. So I think people will be into this. I've been watching soccer my entire life. I know the history, who's won World Cups, rivalries with countries. I'm going to give you really good stuff on the World Cup. So I'm watching the Champions League final on Saturday, which I feel like a lot of people watch judging by the social media reaction. And PSG goes back-to-back. They won the Champions League last year and beat Arsenal in penalty kicks to win it. And Arsenal, who won the Premier League for the first time in 22 years, were looking for the double, it's called, right? When you win two trophies, they call it the double. And this is a really big one, right? To win your domestic league and win the Champions League. And Arsenal came very, very close, despite playing a brand of soccer that is difficult to watch. Arsenal are basically trying to win games 1-0 or 2-1, play extremely defensive, and it was kind of an eyes bleed type of game against a PSG squad that plays free-flowing soccer and played against Bayern Munich in the semifinal round. Bayern Munich, the best team in Germany, a 5-4 semifinal game that some people thought was one of the best soccer matches of all time. Up and down, lots of scoring. That's not how Arsenal play. So PSG win. Note on PSG, who under Luis Enrique have won back-to-back Champions Leagues. They're the only team in the modern era to go back-to-back along with Cristiano Ronaldo and Zinedine Zidane's Real Madrid, who won in 16, 17, and 18. So this is an all-time PSG team. And just, we'll get back to them in a second. But just on Arsenal, I know that there are a lot of American Arsenal fans. Not impossible that Arsenal can get back next year. We have seen twice in the last 15 years a team lose a Champions League final one year and get back to the Champions League final and win it the following year. In 2012, Bayern Munich lost to Chelsea, my favorite team, in penalties at the Allianz, Bayern's home arena, lost the Champions League final as a big favorite. Arjen Robben, the former Dutch player, was the GOAT in that game, and GOAT meaning he's one of the reasons they lost, was the scapegoat, and then scored the winner the next year as Bayern beat domestic competition Borussia Dortmund in the Champions League final. So Bayern lose in 12, win in 13. We saw Liverpool in 18 lose Mo Salah to injury early on against Real Madrid and lose that final to Madrid in Madrid's third of three straight, and then the next year get back and beat domestic competition Tottenham Hotspur in the Champions League final. So history says Arsenal can do it, just to say that to the American Arsenal fan. Now, PSG have gone back-to-back. And what is very fascinating about that is they have done it without the best French player, Kylian Mbappe, who has starred for country, right? Was one of the best players in 18 when France won the World Cup. Had a hat trick in the 22 final and was barely bested by Leo Messi in Argentina. So yeah, all-time great player, right? But for club, while he has been spectacular, his teams have not won the big one. His PSG teams won Ligue 1, the French domestic league, every year, never won the Champions League. Get sold to Real Madrid. Now Real Madrid can't win the Champions League, and PSG has won two in a row. And that takes us to this year's World Cup, where the betting market has corrected itself literally in the last 48 hours. I tweeted after the Champions League final, France needs to be favored to win the World Cup. Spain, who won the European Championship and beat France in the semis a couple years ago, was the sole favorite. Now at BetMGM, we have co-favorites. Spain plus 450, France plus 450. I think one of those two teams will win, and I'll give you more on the other teams that I think can potentially win. It's a small pool of teams that can actually win. Those are the two most likely. I think France is better. And I bet Spain a couple years ago instead of France. France's backups, like their backup starting 11, would probably make the semifinals of the tournament. One last run for coaching great Didier Deschamps, who has won a World Cup, both as a coach and a player, won in 98 for the team that beat Brazil in France to win the championship, and then coached France in 2018. Star players everywhere, and you know Mbappe comes to play for country. Give me France plus 450 to win the World Cup. More on the World Cup as we approach the tournament. And I have a note on Christian Pulisic in the United States. We'll do that tomorrow on the show. Kenny, let's drop the dope ass beat quickly. I have one bet that I will give out for tonight. So one Major League Baseball bet for me, and again, like we just went so long on the NBA, we'll do baseball on the show tomorrow, didn't get to a lot of it today. How about the New York Mets, winners of four straight games? I don't think they're going to the playoffs, but they're playing better. The Seattle Mariners are now in first place in the American League West, feels like about time. Pretty big favorites tonight against the Metropolitans, who are rolling coming into this game. Give me the Mets at a plus price tonight on the road in Seattle. The Metropolitans plus 120 at BetMGM to beat the Mariners in Seattle. That does it for the Magnificent Sports Monday edition of the show. I will talk to all of you tomorrow on a terrific Sports Tuesday when perhaps A.J. Brown will be a New England Patriots. Our good friends.
This is Westwood One Sports.
Liberty Mutual, we love helping people with things like customizing car insurance, just like how we customize a song for you. Catered country tune. Liberty Mutual, saving you bucks by protecting your truck. Cause Birdie told me to only pay for what I need. Thank you, Limu. Always trust in Limu with Liberty, Liberty, Liberty.
While retinitis pigmentosa takes Mark's vision, his family gives him hope, whether at the family business or at home with his wife and sons. He knows he's not fighting alone. For 50 years, the Foundation Fighting Blindness has funded research into treatments and cures for blinding retinal diseases, providing hope to people with vision loss. And for Mark, winning the fight means being there for his family. The Foundation Fighting Blindness. Together, we're winning. Help us end blinding diseases at fightingblindness.org.
I'm Chuck Sanders. Here's the Sports Flash presented by Progressive.
South Carolina Upstate's run in the college baseball tournament came to an end, losing 12-1 Sunday against Oklahoma State. Oklahoma eliminated the Citadel with a 15-5 decision Sunday. And on Saturday, Coastal Carolina fell 2-1 against Florida State in an elimination game. The Panthers will be back on the field today and tomorrow. It's their second week of organized team activities. Mandatory minicamp in a little more than a week. That's scheduled June 9th through the 11th. The Reds out lasted the Braves 6-4 on Sunday. Braves starter Spencer Strider gave up 3 earned runs on 7 hits over 5 innings with 8 strikeouts. The Braves will send ready Bryce Elder to the mound in the series opener Tuesday against Toronto. The Braves have a 9-game lead ahead of the Nationals on top of the NL East.
I'm Chuck Sanders on the Fan Upstate.
On your radio at 97.7 FM, Greenville, 97.1 FM, Spartanburg.
Listen on your phone, download the Odyssey app, and search The Fan Upstate.
There's a whole lot more to know about sound if you really want to go into the subject.
Your smart speaker. Just say, play 97 The Fan Upstate. On your HD radio at WFBC HD3.
Oh, there's just one more thing.
And on your computer at
TheFanUpstate.com.
I'm Sarah Austin Jeunesse, The Moth's executive producer and longtime host of The Moth Podcast. Every week, we share true stories told live and without notes by real people from all walks of life. Stories about disastrous haircuts, May-December romances, photographing Pluto, fighting for justice, and so much more. Some stories make you laugh, some make you think, and many stay with you long after they're told. Discover the power of story. Follow and listen to The Moth wherever you get your podcasts.